How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
In Missouri, popular singer Nelly is arrested by police at the same time he hits a $50,000 slot jackpot. Wow. In Minnesota, a woman is arrested after her father leaves for vacation and she kills a man in the family home. And a suspect fleeing deputies kills a bystander waiting for a bus. These stories and more coming at you today, Thursday, August 15th, on Real Life, Real Crime Daily, and I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Everton, and it's Thirsty Thursday again.
It is.
Middle of August.
Yep.
Hot AF.
It's hot, hot, hot.
Hot. Let's just get down to some true crime time for Thursday. Thirsty Thursday.
All right, and we're going to go into Minnesota, and not long after a father came home from a two-week vacation to find out what he thought was brown paint throughout his home, right. He took a lunch break from work and saw a man in a hazmat suit ripping up his carpet in his basement. Now his daughter is accused of shooting a 70-year-old man in the head. Because, according to her suspected accomplice in the disposal of the body, the victim was fucking with her and she could not take it anymore. Somehow, these details only scratched the surface of the grisly second-degree murder complaint against 25-year-old Burnsville, Minnesota resident Josephine Powers, who allegedly called the cops to report the shooting of Michael Robert Rico from at least 9 days earlier. According to the Dakota County Attorney's Office, witness testimony indicates that Powers and Rico had an argument that escalated to her grabbing a gun and pulling the trigger with fatal results before she freaked out and ran around the house and then tried to clean up the blood. Witness one, Powers' father, told the Burnsville Police Department that on July 18th, 2 days after he saw a tall white male in his house wearing a hazmat suit, cleaning up blood, cleaning up what he thought was brown paint and removing portions of the carpet from the basement floor, after he woke up to odor of bleach and ammonia in the house. And this is where it gets really strange. Nonetheless, he went to work. This is according to his version of events. When he got home, witness two, described as the daughter's friend, told the man that Powers said Rico was shot to death while her homeowner dad was on vacation. While in the residence, the officers detected a strong odor of bleach and observed what appeared to be recently patched bullet holes in the hallway. When cops spoke to the suspect, she said the man named Chris, and later identified as Christopher Hawkins, had helped move the victim's body out of the home, possibly taking Rico's remains in a large gray box-shaped container to a shed in Minneapolis. Once there, investigators said they found the victim's remain inside a very large gray container, and it was clear he was shot once in the head. After Hawkins was read his Miranda rights, he told authorities that Powers had asked him to help move a package in exchange for a truck. Sounds like a good deal. And that's when he got to the suspect's home and saw that Rico was wrapped up in garbage bags and rugs. Not only did Hawkins admit that he helped Powers clean up the blood, but also revealed what the suspected shooter said about what happened. Powers told him a guy was fucking with her and she could not take it anymore, so she shot him. Powers told him she shot the guy with a pistol that had been given to her by a friend who was present when the shooting happened. The friend Hawkins referenced, which is witness number four, told cops they heard Powers and Rico arguing before the shooting. Witness number four was in the hallway outside of the Powers' bedroom, but could see and hear the victim and Powers arguing. Powers began to throw things at the victim. Powers grabbed a black handgun and then shot the victim, and the victim fell onto the couch and was unconscious. Powers freaked out and ran around the house. Powers' mother, Patty, spoke out about her reaction to the murder case, saying that her daughter had issues with drug use and that Powers was sexually abused by a friend of the family when she was a child. She reportedly doubted that Powers had the expertise to fire the gun one time, much less six down a hallway. And don't take too much expertise to pull a trigger. I was just like, Josie never handled a gun. Josie's never been around guns. Josie doesn't threaten to shoot people. Josie probably did, according to everybody else.
She don't know Josie as well as she thought she
Yeah. The defendant's father reportedly added that Powers and Rico weren't strangers to one another. They had worked on cars together in the past, but the father said he didn't want the 70-year-old around the house anymore because he was always yelling at Josie. Powers' bail was set at $1 million, et cetera. And, you know, the strange thing about this whole deal is her dad goes on vacation, comes back. He's got what he thinks is brown paint spots on the wall. And wakes up, sees a guy in a hazmat suit cleaning up, pulling up carpet and cleaning up his house. And he just hauls ass to work, doesn't ask anybody anything.
Dad is full of shit.
That's crazy. I
think everybody knows that.
Right.
Their dad knows there's something going on. And the body been down there 10 days or whatever. Or, you know, the
Nine days.
I see somebody in my house ripping up fucking carpet in a hazmat suit. I'm going to say, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to ask questions.
You're not going to say, whatever. And then the mama's mama bearing for Josie. And I bet you they're going to. And then the other guy saying he saw it and he didn't report it. All those motherfuckers are going to jail. They're probably going to just grand jury them.
There's definitely more to this situation.
I believe that is probably true, Jim Chapman. Let's go to Houston. This is another credit to Leah Marie. This is a sad story, but so a lady was waiting at the bus stop in Houston. Now she's dead after being hit by a vehicle driven by a wanted man who was fleeing the Montgomery County deputies. Now, Lieutenant Scott Spencer with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said it started around 2:15 p.m. when deputies, as well as members of the Gulf Coast Violent Offenders Task Force, tried to pull over Joseph Gibbia, 43, for an ag assault warrant out of Montgomery County. Look at this guy. He's a beauty, isn't he?
Oh, my gosh,
yeah. And Spencer said Gibbia refused to stop and began to evade deputies. He said Gibbia ran a red light and hit another vehicle, causing a chain reaction, which led to his car hitting a woman waiting at a bus stop at North Freeway Frontage Road. The woman, who Spencer said appears to be in her 50s, died at the scene from her injuries. Gibbia kept going after hitting the woman, at times going the wrong way on Interstate I-45. He eventually crashed and was taken into custody. Spencer said a loaded assault rifle, body armor, and a large amount of drugs believed to be fentanyl were found in his vehicle, a red Chevrolet Tahoe. Spencer said the amount of drugs in Jebby's vehicles was at least close to a kilo, right? Spencer said Gibbia is a career criminal who's been in trouble with the law multiple times before. He's wanted for aggravated assault out of Montgomery County, where he almost took a lady's life. So he continues that today, and he's just done it for his entire life. And it's about time he's taken off the streets forever, and justice needs to be served. That's what Lieutenant Spencer said. And as for the deputies chasing Gibbia, Spencer said they weren't right on top of him, and Gibbia was a little ways ahead of them when the crash happened. They saw the onset of the crash. They couldn't even see that a pedestrian had got hit because they were that far back trying to catch up to him. And it's just sad.
Yeah.
Another piece of shit. Always frequent flyer piece of shit. Kills another lady. Yeah. Well, at least he's in Texas.
Innocent bystander.
Well, yeah, just sitting at the bus stop. You know, I mean, it's big cities. That's a big thing. Most people don't have cars. You know, you got to take the public transit system and get run over.
Yep.
Crazy.
So we're gonna go to St. Louis, Missouri, and there really was a silver lining for rapper Nelly when he was arrested at a Missouri casino. The singer was detained at the Hollywood Casino and Hotel. This was in his hometown of St. Louis, and accused of drug possession after four ecstasy pills were found by police. However, Nelly had a sizable stroke of luck. Just before the arrest, he won a $50,000 jackpot on the slots.
That's crazy.
The 49-year-old hip-hop star's lawyer said that Nelly was collecting his winnings when a background check revealed that he had an outstanding traffic warrant. He initially thought it was a prank, and then they handcuffed him to a chair. But he had one hand free still to collect the remainder of that cash. And a subsequent search led to the discovery of the ecstasy pills. Nelly was later released. Now, according to Nelly's lawyer, an officer needlessly ran a search for a warrant when Nelly went to collect his cash. And, well, we'll talk about it in a second. And paraded him through the casino in front of other customers. He said the officer did not have probable cause to search the performer. I'm 100% confident this case would go nowhere, and we will be asking for an inquiry into this officer's conduct. And I would probably agree with that guy, that lawyer, 100%. I don't, you know, it doesn't say anything about him having any probable cause. Number one, what are you running someone for warrants when they're collecting money at the casino?
I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
Let me tell you that. If it is a slot machine, you don't go to the cage to collect the money. They come and they pay you on the floor. You have to sign what they call a ticket, right? But the pay the taxes on it right there.
Well, maybe because it was so much, though, $50,000?
Maybe so. That'd be a new one for me. I've never won that much.
Because they'd be on the floor with $50,000.
Maybe because he was who he was, they know that they just ran it, right? Maybe they knew he had some type of warrant.
Yeah, but with no probable cause, that ain't going to stick. I mean, you got to have probable cause to do that shit. You can run
people. Like if I arrested you before, or I knew you'd been in trouble before, or whatever, and I see, I used to do it all the time. I would say, run 17Fs on so and so, and a lot of times if they're shitbird frequent flyers, but I mean, he's a famous person. Maybe they just, maybe he had some trouble before.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Nelly might get out of this.
He might get out of it. He got $50,000 to hire a lawyer.
Man, he's got more than that.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got many, many millions.
Yeah.
I'm sure his lawyer's about to hammer that guy.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. This might be a WTF story here, Jim. What the that you normally do. This is just weird. So then look up. Up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. It's our friend Florida man hanging from a traffic light and pooping on cars.
Oh, God.
Yes. In a surprise to nobody, a Florida man named Roy Stern was recently apprehended after he climbed a Miami traffic light, dropped his trousers, and shit on cars passing by.
Holy jeez.
Hey, what the fuck? Both police and the fire department were called to the scene, and that ladder was used to bring the man back down to the ground, but only after they made him use hand sanitizer.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess he was getting and slinging it. Authorities, now imagine this. Authorities said he was high on crystal meth and marijuana at the time, which just makes the story even more incredible because – you know, when we smoke weed, the last thing we want to do is any sort of physical activity, right? But still, the fact that he was able to climb the light, single-handedly remove his trousers, and literally take a shit on Miami is quite the feat. And, I mean, I get performance anxieties and just looking at someone next to the urinal in me in the bathroom, right? And so, anyway, this guy, that's got to be one of the most what the fucks I've ever heard of. You just climb, get a ladder, high on meth.
Yeah.
Climb out onto a traffic light, drop your pants, and shit on cars.
That's crazy. I don't know what that guy was saying.
Woody, do you know why I want to learn more Italian?
Why, Ago?
Because my niece is getting married next month, and that means a wedding full of these crazy Italians from out of town.
Huh. And when it comes to learning a new language, there's only one leader, Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone's the most trusted language learning program, period. I've come a good ways using Rosetta Stone, but it's time to take it to the next level. My niece's wedding will be great prep for a trip I want to take next year.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. No English translations. Rosetta Stone helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention.
And the True Accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Lifetime membership has all 25 of the languages for the rest of your life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off.
There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today.
That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 languages for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, why are nearly one in three American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that doesn't turn into fat when you consume it. Instead, it turns into a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body.
So getting more MCTs in your diet is like flipping a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which flushes out excess fat and calories. And Dr. Gundry has created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it comes in a tasty drink form. It actually tastes good. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized.
So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/RLRC and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. And again, that's GundryMD.com/RLRC.
Awesome.
All right, good deal.
Well, we're going to go to Moorhead.
South Carolina.
I'm going with South Carolina because it just says Moorhead, so that sounds good to me.
It may not be, but maybe somewhere else.
A woman allegedly fatally stabbed her ex-boyfriend and told officials someone had to end it. Shortly after midnight on August 4th, the Moorhead Police Department responded to a residence in reference to a possible stabbing. Police located the victim, 47-year-old Willard DeGroat, with a stab wound to his chest. He was transported to the Sanford Medical Center and later pronounced deceased. Officers said the suspect, Connie Jo Frank, also 47, returned to the scene and they took her into custody. The two had previously been in a relationship for 5 years. A witness told police that she heard DeGroat and Frank arguing that evening and it escalated into a physical fight. The witness asked Frank's adult child to help. According to the criminal complaint, the witness said when he and Frank's son returned, they found DeGroat with a stab wound and saw that Frank had fled. During a transit to jail, Frank allegedly made multiple statements, including, "I stabbed his ass and I would kill him again." Frank told authorities she had been staying at her son's house and her ex-boyfriend came over and knocked on the windows. Frank admitted she retrieved a knife from the kitchen, stabbed DeGroat once in the chest, and then fled to her neighbor's backyard. She came back to speak with investigators. Police recovered a knife near the scene and obtained surveillance video evidence that revealed Frank shouting at DeGroat and DeGroat yelling for someone to call 911. Mm-hmm. Frank remains held in the Clay County Jail on a charge of second-degree murder.
Jeez Louise, son. It's just goes and goes and goes. I mean, I don't know, bro. Outside the box, bro. I don't know. There you go. Well, let's go back to Florida. You know, rappers usually have some pretty cool names. Ice-T and, you know, Dr. Dre and shit like that. Snoop
Dogg. Easy.
Let me tell you about a rapper out of Florida. And he was murdered, but his name was Julio Fulio.
There you heard go.
About him?
No.
Julio Fulio. Bro, don't laugh because he's dead.
Oh, man.
Julio Fulio. But Julio Fulio's real name was Charles Jones. And he was killed in a shooting at the Holmes 2 Suite near the University of South Florida. This is back on June 23rd, Sunday morning. And he was celebrating his 26th birthday in Tampa that weekend. Now, five total suspects are facing charges in his death and what investigators said is an ongoing rival gang war. Now, suspects Elisa Andrews, Isaiah Chance, and Sean Gathright all appeared in the same court hearing in Hillsborough County on Thursday. And Tampa Police Detective Juan Ramos, the case lead detective, took the stand as new surveillance video was played from the courtroom. Was played for the courtroom from the two Tampa nightclubs that Jones visited before heading to the Holmes Suites. Jones was paid to perform at Teaser's Gentleman Club. He then attended an after party at Truth 18 nightclub. Now, surveillance video from both clubs shows how two suspect vehicles followed Jones at both locations. And around 4:30 a.m. on June 23rd, video from the Holmes Suites and a parked Tesla showed three shooters in masks firing several shots at the vehicle Jones was riding in, which killed him. With the video playing such a big role in this case, an attorney for Gathright, who's one of the suspected shooters, pushed back in court Thursday. Gathright stated, "Once again, there is no actual video or identifiable footage that shows Mr. Gathright was physically present in Home 2 Suites. Is that correct?" Detective Ramos replied, "Correct." The state presented a picture of both Don Julio from Gathright's cell phone taken one day after the murder. Ramos testified that based on the gang's knowledge, this represents a diss to the rapper Julio Fulio. Gathright's attorney said, "Were you able to ascertain if my client, Mr. Gathright, was the one who actually purchased Don Julio?" I guess that's the drink. "No," replied Detective Ramos. Gathright's attorney asked, "So anybody could have been in a club and purchased it?" And Detective Ramos answered, "Of course." Now, a fourth suspect, Rashad Murphy, has been arrested, and authorities are still searching for a fifth suspect. But, I mean, they got him on video, even though they can't say which one did it. They got the two cars murdered doing an investigation. But Julio.
Definitely a different name.
Yeah. And these surveillance videos are online, y'all, if you want to go watch them, and from the different clubs. How about he was headlining at the titty bar? Julio Fulio.
Julio in the house.
Julio Fulio.
All right, got a little bit of a Mile High crime, and we're going to talk about Korea and Korean Air Flight 197.
Oh, yes.
It was taken off and headed to Mongolia from South Korean's Incheon Airport on Sunday, August 4th, when it encountered terrifying conditions. Of the 281 passengers on board of the aircraft, 10 of them, as well as four flight attendants, suffered back and neck injuries when the plane was hit with roughly 15 seconds of severe turbulence. Kim Hyun, A travel blogger who was on board the flight recalled the scary moment. People who weren't wearing seatbelts shot up in the air. Wow. Hien explained, one passenger bounced really high, hit their head on the ceiling, and dropped into the aisle. Another passenger also stated that the turbulence occurred while passengers were wrapping up their onboard meals. The airplane sharply plunged, so people were screaming and all their meals were knocked off. It was chaotic. Man. A spokesperson for Korean Air revealed that the injured passengers were given pain medication on board when they landed in Mongolia's Ulaanbaatar Airport. They were assessed by medics, and it was noted that none of the passengers were severely injured during that turbulent incident. The airline also said in a statement they advised passengers to minimize moving around the plane while it's in the air and to always fasten their seatbelts when seated. Korean Air recently announced it would no longer provide economy class passengers with instant noodles during the long-running flights. This helps to prevent burn incidents during noticeably rough turbulence.
That's crazy. I've been in some pretty bad turbulence. What's the worst you've ever been in?
You know, I got to say, I've always had pretty smooth flights. I mean, I'm sure I ain't flown, near the percentage have. But, I mean, I've probably only flown on a plane 10, 12 times. They've all been pretty smooth.
Yeah, well, I've been to some bad ones, like knuckle grabbers, where you just close your
really?
Eyes. I'm talking about the plane going up and down 3 and 4 feet, bam, bam, and things popping open and stuff like that. And
you're like, smokes.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I'm hoping the motherfucker tightened all the screws up they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
One time, I was actually coming back from Vegas for work, not play, to Dallas, and fucking plane got hit by lightning. Mm. And it was an explosion, bro. And, I mean, I was like, you saw the light and the pow, and then the plane did, and I was like, holy shit, going to die. And I literally closed my eyes and prayed. The plane dropped so far, your stomach came up in your head, and I knew it had been hit by lightning. We're going through a storm and hit by lightning. And I prayed until the wheels touched down.
Yeah.
So we were close to Dallas when it happened.
Wow.
And they made us wait on the plane for like an hour while they came and checked it out and shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, turbulence. Well, I mean, it happens. Normally they'll warn you about it ahead of time, but.
Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with a subject?
IXL now.
Is your child ahead,
real life,
not getting challenged enough in class?
Get an exclusive
IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts,
visit IXL.com/today
while adopting today to each child
to get the most
meeting them where they are.
Program
plus,
out there
IXL
at the best
encourages
price.
Students to be curious and empowers them how to choose to learn. Now, Cindy used IXL in the classroom as a teacher and now uses it to homeschool our youngest son in the 9th grade. The videos are what she finds that benefits him most in math because he's a very visual learner. The perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum, IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational game lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving, and everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. Instant grading, helpful progress reporting. IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Flexible and personalized. Kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. It's fun for kids, and kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games, and it's trustworthy. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
I don't know. All right. Let me tell you about a bad one. So, Mandico Kwadzu, 31, was convicted of first-degree murder in the killing of 23-year-old Carlina Clayton. And a California man was found guilty of fatally shooting his girlfriend while she was driving her children and then leaving the children to die when the vehicle veered into a river. All right? Like you did a cliff last time, and this is California. This is a river. Mandico Kwadzu, 31, was convicted of first-degree murder in the killing of the 23-year-old on Wednesday, July 24th. That's according to the Sacramento County DA's office. Officers were called to a residence after reports of shots fired on July 27th, 2020. And a witness reported seeing Clayton and Kwadzu arguing in the driveway before both got into the vehicle with four children. Later that night, a man at Cliffs Marina in Sacramento County heard the sound of a gunshot followed by a vehicle plunging into the Sacramento River. Now, the man told police that he and his friend went to investigate and saw the vehicle partially submerged in the river and Kwadzu standing nearby the car, not doing anything to help. He was just watching. And the two men pulled the children, who ranged in age from 2 to 6, out of the vehicle to safety. And the oldest 6-year-old child had already unbuckled all their seatbelts, but the youngest 2-year-old child was still in the car seat. Now, California Highway Patrol officers responded to the scene and found Clayton without a pulse. She also had severe bleeding from her head, as per the DA's office. Prosecutors said police initially believed it was a car accident, but Clayton's oldest child told them that Kwadzu had shot his mother. And it was later determined that she was shot twice in the head. Police never recovered the weapon, which was used in the killing. And he faces 53 years to life in prison and scheduled to be sentenced on September 6th. I don't know, bro. All the babies in the car.
Yeah.
I shot mama in the head twice.
Horrible.
Full of the world's full of some evil, bro.
No doubt about it.
Evil times, evil shit. But that's just life now, yeah. I don't know, you know, I guess it's because of social media and shit that we know so much more about everything that's going on. But I don't remember all this back when we were coming up, you know, in the 70s and the 80s or whatever. I guess it's just instant shit now. I'm just at a loss.
Well, I think now it's just, you know, social media and cell phones and everything else that you have nowadays. It's just easier to access the information. Yeah. I think it's always went on. It's just a matter of people knowing about it.
Yeah, and reporting it instantly. Kind of like right. The same thing of bad cops, though. But I don't know. That's it is what it is. So.
Well, you know, this will probably be the last time I'll bring up the Olympics, but I'm going to tell you, who knew that breakdancing was an Olympic sport? Did you know that?
It wasn't until this year.
Really? This is the first year of it?
First year they did it. Yeah. Oh, you know, surfing. This was the first time they did surfing.
Yeah.
And which I always love surfing.
Well, surfing's a real deal. Yeah. And I mean, breakdancing, there's a time.
It's just kind
of. We may have too many Olympic sports now. Not that they don't deserve it. I think some of those guys are great.
I mean, they're athletes. See, ever watch the kids?
And they're athletes.
In New Orleans, on the sidewalk, they had the troops come out and do the dances, and, you know, people put the money in the buckets and all that.
Yeah.
They got talent.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, they're very good at what they do, but is it an Olympic sport?
So skateboarding, sport climbing, surfing, and breakdancing are the new ones added.
Okay.
Year. Skateboarding, I thought that probably would.
I would have thought that would have been before.
Yeah, it's probably like the X Games. Sport climbing, I guess that's how fast you can fucking climb a wall or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Surfing and breaking. And they dropped baseball and softball.
They dropped baseball?
Baseball and softball have been. Been at Olympics. Baseball was added in 1992 and softball in 1998, and they were both dropped. Well, that was in 20. They made the return in Tokyo in 2020, but they were absent in Paris in 2024.
Wonder why that is.
I'm about to make you shit real quick. So guess what they're adding in 2028?
What?
Flag football. And squash. The flag football. God. Come on, man. Oh, have you seen the new kickoff thing in the NFL?
Flag football.
Have you seen the new kickoff?
And that's fun as hell and all. I've played it before, but it ain't no way.
Have you seen the new kickoff rules in the NFL? That I just saw it. They just did it on the first preseason game this year. They did it, and they have implemented it. And this is
changed
the fucking rules forever, Jim Chapman. I used to be on the kickoff team because they called me a headhunter. I go down and knock the piss out of somebody. Mm-hmm. So you move the defense all the way to where 5 yards from the where the teams. So the team's kicking off. The team that's receiving it, the team that's tackling, that you move them all the way up against the motherfucking team that's receiving it.
Oh shit!
And the kicker still catches back, and maybe 5 yards apart, whatever.
Yeah,
and they said to stop violent collisions.
Huh. Well, yeah.
Come on, man.
They're finding out a lot with the CTE.
Yeah,
but I get the look. They protect quarterbacks now nobody's business. I mean, you can sit back there and just throw all day, and if they touch you, they're getting a flag.
Oh, yeah.
So I get that. And CTE's apparently a real deal. Heck, they're finding high school players with CTE.
I know I had a concussion in high school.
I ain't laughing about it. I'm pretty sure I got a little CTE going on. So I can see that, you know, with kickoff and kickoff receive teams, you're flying down that field.
Yeah,
so I get the premise of what they're trying to stop, but it's not football.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they said the new rules put the majority of the opposing players much closer together for the kickoff, so they won't be able to build up a head of steam for those explosive collisions. The ball is kicked from the 35-yard line with 10 kick coverage players assembled on the opposing 40.
Mm. Yeah, so they got no. By the time they start running, they're up.
It's almost like an offensive play.
Yeah, that's true. Play.
Yeah. Wait till you see it because it tripped me out. I was like, oh man. I've seen a lot of changes.
Yeah, I caught some of the Saints preseason game, but it was in the middle. I didn't see the beginning, and I didn't really watch a kickoff. So
yeah, well, it's gonna hurt your heart when you see it. I don't know, but anyway, that's all I got, bro.
All right. Well, we thank everyone for listening. And until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Everton.
Your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait.
Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.